This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the journey of the Indian community in Trinidad and Tobago is about courage. Addressing an Indian community event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi said their ancestors faced hardships with hope and carried Ramayana in their hearts. He said they were not just migrants but messengers of a timeless civilization.
The journey of the Indian community in Trinidad and Tobago is about courage. The circumstances your ancestors faced could have broken even the strongest spirits, but they faced hardship with hope. They met problems with persistence. They left the Ganga and Yamuna behind, but carried the Ramayana in their heart.
Prime Minister announced that citizens of Indian origin in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for Overseas Citizen of India OCI cards, allowing them to live and work in India without restrictions. He encouraged the Indian community to visit their ancestrals and deepen land and deepen their connection with India. Mr. Modi praised the cultural contributions of Indian community and said it was an honour to bring with him a replica of the Ram Mandir and holy water from River Saryu in Ayodhya. Prime Minister recalled the Indian community's earlier gesture of sending shilas and sacred water for the temple's construction. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has proposed amendments to the policy guidelines for television rating agencies originally issued in 2014. The proposed draft has removed some restrictive provisions for media houses to allow more players to democratize and modernize the television audience measurement ecosystem in the country. Currently, Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, is the only agency providing TV ratings. The Delhi government has requested the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to place on hold the enforcement that mandates the denial of fuel to end-of-life vehicles in Delhi. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has written a letter to CAQM in this regard. Indian Ambassador to Brazil Dinesh Bhatia has said that BRICS summit and the state visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will deliberate on important issues. He said that the BRICS summit will be held in Rio de Janeiro on July 6 and 7 and the state visit that follows on July 8 will deliberate on important issues. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Bhatia said that the 17th BRICS summit will take up issues of global governance reforms, climate change challenges, artificial intelligence, among other things.
Our focus in all these BRICS summits has been global governance reform, and we are going to push for the same in this summit too. It's a common agenda that we have with Brazil. Besides that, Brazil as a host has also proposed discussions on artificial intelligence, climate change, as they are going to host COP30 in November this year in Brazil. So these will be the core areas of discussions.
The U.S. Congress has passed President Donald Trump's sprawling tax and spending bill in a significant and hard-fought victory for the president and his domestic agenda. After a grueling session on Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives passed the bill by vote of 218-214 last night. It was approved in the Senate on Tuesday by the margin of one vote. In chess, world champion D. Gukesh caused another sensation by defeating world number one, Magnus Carlsen, in the sixth round of the rapid section of the 2025 Grand Chess Tour in Croatia last night. Carlsen, playing with the white pieces, built a promising position in the opening. However, Gukesh turned the tide with a strong counter-strike in the middle game. Under time pressure, Carlsen blundered and resigned on move 49. With three straight wins on day two, Gukesh emerged as the sole leader, entering the blitz phase with 10 points. Speaking about his game, Gukesh said it's always nice to beat Magnus.
Like, beating Magnus is always special, for sure. I think this also gives a bit more confidence in a sense that I had a horrible position from the opening. I just mixed up something really bad, and then it's nice that, like, two losing positions in a row, I could win against Magnus.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.